Gotzian J. St. Helena, California, February 28, 1909. Dear Sister Gotzian, I would be very pleased to see you and have some conversation with you in regard to Paradise Valley Sanitarium. From the proof sheets, I have read the whole history of this property. This is to be published, and we will send you a copy as soon as we can after it is printed. I attended the annual session of the California Conference held in Oakland in the early part of February. This was an important meeting. We spent over a week at Brother and Sister Haskell's, and during that time I spoke three times. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon me at this meeting. The Lord gave me the blessing of His Spirit in large measure while speaking to the believers on Monday forenoon, February 9th. A few days after I reached home, a severe cold came upon me. I was afflicted with a trying cough and frequent sneezing. Sarah gave me good treatments, but I could not rest as I should. There were letters to write and much matter that I needed to prepare. Letters were coming in daily which called for consideration and instruction, and these must not be neglected. There must be no haphazard work done. We are to answer these questions in harmony with the teachings of Christ. Truth is to be made clear to the minds of all who are prayerfully inquiring, what is truth? The words of Christ are righteousness and truth. We must take the words of Christ, humbling our hearts to obedience to every requirement. In the night season, I seemed to be conversing with you in regard to matters pertaining to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. My sister, you and I must stand together to hold up the interests of the sanitarium. We need to act carefully, lest Brother and Sister Cummings become discouraged. We must encourage them in every possible way. Some who have had means invested in the institution have withdrawn their means, and this has brought discouragement to Brother and Sister Cummings and to Brother Lindsay. In no case should we withdraw our support from a place where it is so much needed as it is here. I am doing what I can to help Brother Lindsay to secure means and thus relieve the situation. If you were here, I would say to you that your treasure in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium should increase rather than decrease. The Lord has shown me that you and I should stand united in our interests for this institution. Let us not fail nor be discouraged. There is a special work to be done in Paradise Valley, and if the Lord spares my life, I hope to speak decided words to our ministers in regard to this field. There is important work to be done in this vicinity. Our workers are not to let go the hold they have obtained in San Diego, but are to increase their efforts to work intelligently for the people of that place. I desire to see the work begun at once in those places that have not heard the last message of mercy for the world. I want to see workers appointed to San Diego who will work after the Lord's devising. San Diego is an important missionary field. The population there is increasing, and missionary effort is to be put forth for those who are crowding into this vicinity. If our people will work in faith and humble dependence upon God, the Lord will go before them and make their labors fruitful. I have a deep interest in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I would not, under present conditions, withdraw $1 of that which I have invested in it. This institution has had discouragement upon discouragement. I hope that you will regard this enterprise as one that has been established to do a good and saving work, and as a missionary field that calls for your support and help. Do not be influenced by any effort to cause you to withdraw your means from the sanitarium. To do this would be most discouraging to those who have the work in charge. Your money could not be in any place where it will be a greater blessing than right at Paradise Valley. There is no place where help is more greatly needed. I thank the Lord that Brother and Sister Cummings can stand at the head of this institution, and I should be very sorry for anything that would bring discouragement to their souls. I hope this year to see a series of meetings entered upon in San Diego, that the message of present truth may come to those who have never yet heard it. I hope that I myself can soon visit Paradise Valley. A special work must be done in San Diego and in National City. We should encourage workers of capability to take part in the work of giving the message for this time. God is calling for consecrated workers to labor earnestly in this portion of His vineyard. Different kinds of labor are to be entered upon, that all classes may be reached and souls may be converted to the truth.
Those who labor in the ministry should watch unto prayer and reveal in their labors the same unselfish spirit that was seen in the ministry of Christ. The Son of God left the royal courts of heaven to assume humanity, that He might work out the plan of Jehovah for the human race. Only the Son of God, coming to earth in the form of humanity, and with His humanity combining the strength of divinity, could do the work that was essential for the redemption of the race. And the word of Christ, believed and accepted, will make the human being partaker of the divine nature and able to escape the corruptions that are in the world through lust. There are true, believing souls whom the Lord will take from the humble walks of life, from the plow and from the business labors of the world, and use for His name's glory in the proclamation of the truth for this time. Now I will not write any further. I hope you will consider what I have written in regard to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. It should have every jot of financial strength that we can give it just now. I am expected to attend the coming conference in Washington, and while on that journey, I shall visit Paradise Valley and other important places. When I meet you again, I will have something to say to you that I can better say than write.